In recent years, stock valves have seen a shift from a consumer-based approach to a focus on wealth creation. For this reason, there has been a rise in investment stock valves, with property being no exception. We spoke to Silindile Lesiane, who is a stock val mentor, property investor, and chairperson of Sakhisizwe Property Stock Val. In our conversation, we touched on the future of property stock valves, the presence of women in the stock val industry, as well as the secret ingredients which make stock valves a success. As a result of Lesiane's upbringing, it was only natural that she would end up as the chairperson of one of Mzansi's most successful property stock valves.
Grew up in a home in a community where like stock farms were the norm, where my mom and everybody basically was involved in the stock farm. So really combining then the whole stock farm thing and property for me was a no-brainer because it was things that I grew up and I understood. So how I got into property stock farm specifically was when I started working, I started investing in properties, but then I realized that it was only so much I could do on my own, and we could do so much more, like as a collective or as a bigger group.
Lesiane believes it is a clear vision and understanding which makes stock falls a success.
You have to have that element of wanting to invest in more than just rotating money. You must start with that vision. What is it that you want to achieve? Because if you are that your vision is clear and you've got the right people around you that are aligned in terms of that vision, I think it really does help. And I think there also has to be an element of risk taking to a certain extent. Because, you know, with just keeping money or saving it in normal savings accounts, you don't really gain benefits. You really start seeing real benefits once you start taking on a little bit of risk, either investing, either, you know, even if it's in the stock market or whatever, or in businesses or in property. That's when you start seeing real returns. So you need to have, you know, that element of being willing to take on a bit of risk. And then it also has to be a matter of understanding that, you know, you want to start a property stock firm, but you don't have any knowledge of property. You don't know how to invest in property. So that's why, you know, I find that, you know, if you are investing in something that you know, or you partner with a mentor or a coach or even another property investor who shows you the rope, it then helps in a way. All stock firms are different. So it's very important that you understand that firstly. What is the objective of that particular stock firm? You need to then understand the constitution, a document that governs how the stock firm works. You need to familiarize yourself with that document. How that works, and you need to make sure that you know the way that you are, whatever you intend on investing in, even if it's property, that you've got the right knowledge and you understand exactly how the process is going to work, how you're going to make money, how decisions are made. All of that is very important.
Outside of financial benefits, she is also of the view that the stock fund industry offers priceless benefits.
The knowledge and understanding, right? So when you join a stock firm or a property stock firm or any kind of investment, it opens your eyes in terms of how does it actually work. Because sometimes you look at something from a distance and you've got preconceived conceptions of, you know, what it is or how it works. But once you're involved and you're in the engine and you're in the mechanics of how this whole thing works, it opens your eyes in terms of what are the opportunities. So I think it's just in that level of knowledge and that level of awareness that has upskilled our stock firm members to be able to, you know, to become wiser consumers, even in their own personal life.
With the wealth gap placing many women on the back foot, Lisiane believes stock files can play a vital role in addressing gender inequality.
The reason why our mothers were involved in stock farms were to be able to raise money for us to be had, registration fees in January, school fees to be covered, you know, the household to run. So we are still doing that in a way, but now we're just taking it a level up. So women have always been central to how, you know, stock farms run and why they start stock farms. They are definitely key players in this role. And so if you spoke about, you know, gender inequalities with regards to pay, right? So as women, we're still underpaid generally, you know, in the workplace. But, you know, in terms of the wealth gap as well, you know, in terms of wealth, women are still lagging. We're lagging in terms of our wealth. We're lagging in terms of the amount of pay that we're earning. So we really have to come up with different ways of being able to close the wealth gap. And one of those things is being through investments, because investments don't discriminate. Like, for example, if you've got a property where the rental income is 5,000 rand, whether the landlord is male or female, the rental income of 5,000 rand period. You know, so that is one of the ways that we can close the wealth gap by investing in assets that generate us income. Because in salaries, you're always going to be on the back foot. You're always going to earn less than your male counterpart.
Ultimately, As the number of modern stockfalls continues to increase, the stockfall mentor is hopeful that the cake is big enough for both traditional and modern stockfalls to enjoy a slice and flourish.
I think they're going to coexist because there's definitely a need for both, because I think we've seen food prices skyrocketing and all of that. So if we're all clubbing in together so that we may be able to ask for discounts, for bulk shopping discounts at the different retailers, I don't see why we can't do that. There's still a definite need for the community that stockfalls, traditional stockfalls offer, where we are coming together and, you know, we are socializing as a social club in a way. So there's still room for all kinds of stockfalls to coexist. It's just that each of them are going to have different priorities and